cool little beat.
Yeah, kinda job like flipped that, right into a little jazz mode.
Yeah, right.
It's jazz brunch.
Right. But hey, we're sneaking into the 4th of July here. And you know what? That is a perfect time for you to get out in your backyard and create some grill envy. And we've been talking about burgers, and we're going to continue to talk about burgers because it's probably the number one thing grilled in America in the next 4 or 5 days.
Oh, well, so, maybe hot dog beats it. But I kind of thought Aris Hampers was back in the studio when you started that.
Right.
I felt like it was jazz brunch. Well,
so I'm glad I could make you feel something.
There you go. Yeah. He was a legend. First remote I ever did was with Aris Hampers. I hired LAV to come into my business when I did a grand opening,
mm-hmm.
way back in the like 90s. And Aris came out with the LAV van, and it was very cool. He's Aris Hampers, man.
Right.
This dude's a legend.
Right. In West Michigan.
Yeah.
He is.
In West Michigan.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Not in Jersey.
Right.
Sorry. Anyway, brat burgers. So here's a cool thing that most people don't know is you can go to your butcher and tell him to give you 5 pounds of his bratwurst bulk.
Uncased.
Bulk.
That's right.
And guess what? It's really good. So you can form those up into patties and make a fantastic burger for your guests that will blow their minds. And again, you say you don't want to impress. I say nay, nay. You're trying to impress.
Okay.
We always want to make our guests feel like we went out of our way to bring them something that's really good. And you sit back and you watch them take the first bite.
Right.
Because that's what it's all about. They take a bite, and it's generally the woman that's going to be giving you all the
feedback.
Verbiage.
Yeah.
Imagine that. And so you're waiting to see the reaction. And I'll be doing that in a couple of days up on Lake Michigan in Pentwater with our friends Scott and Katie.
So
I've got a little special. I gave him a Weber kettle a couple years ago, and I'll be firing that baby up, and I'm going to Sobeys, and I'm going to get some of that hamburger that's mixed with brisket and bacon.
Yeah, it'll be good. Let me talk a little bit about this brat burger real quick.
Yeah.
You'll get some butchers, depending on where you're at, that will double grind their brats. And you can tell because a single grind brat, you don't want that.
No, no,
that's
no.
Where I was going.
Okay.
Is your single grind brat is going to have, you can see through the casing, it's going to be a little chunkier.
Okay, but if your butcher's doing double grind.
But they're out there. You know they are.
Yeah, more in Wisconsin.
Well,
not so much in Michigan.
Know.
Byron Meats maybe does it, but
I don't know.
Not many people do double grinds.
Right. You don't want that is the moral of the story because it's super, it's almost mealy at that point. They do it so the brat cooks more even and it cooks quicker is the double grind, but it doesn't work if you're buying it for burgers.
It's going to look like turkey.
Yeah, it's just not good. It's just not good.
Or poop.
But there again, this is the creativity of all the things that we're talking about is that if you can get that cased meat, brats come in a lot of different flavors. You'll stand at a good butcher and you'll see a bunch of them across
them. Okay, let's say your butcher won't play ball. You can't find anything quick enough. You can get some Johnsonvilles and just squeeze them out of the casing.
Right.
You have the same thing.
Right.
If you love the flavor of a brat, and who doesn't? I mean, they're great.
Right.
You can take a Johnsonville, and you can squeeze it out of the casing, make your patties up, and you can do your stuffed burgers.
Good.
How about if you did a stuffed burger with a hamburger patty, your cheese in the middle, and then a brat patty on the other side?
There you go.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I've never tried that.
Well, we're about to.
You want to?
I can see it coming. I can see it coming.
Now I know what I'm making.
Another thing that's out there is kielbasa. And our show butcher, a gentleman by the name of Tim Sobey at Sobey Meats.
Don't forget Teresa.
Yeah, right. Well, she runs the show. He's just a mouthpiece. But my point is this, is that they make a kielbasa over there that I have served over and over and over. And that first bite reaction is the reason that I keep serving it over and over and over. Because people are like, my gosh, what is that?
I just judged the kielbasa idol.
Right.
And Tim didn't show up because he wins it every time
right.
with that is it Park Park
Parkside
Street?
Parkside Kielbasa.
Parkside Kielbasa recipe, and that is a fantastic kielbasa.
Oh yeah,
it's just so good.
Right,
but there's plenty of great kielbasas out there.
Right.
So you can take.
And you want it raw. You don't want it smoked. You don't buy your smoked kielbasa.
No, you
want it raw.
You can buy the bulk kielbasa sausage uncased as well. They'd almost rather sell it to you that way. They don't have to put it in stuffing and casings, right? Saves them time and money. But that is also a very cool meat to put on your grill and grill. Now, you make your scotch eggs out of that.
I do.
And
it's amazing.
When you first said you were going to do that, I was scratching my head going, I don't know, kielbasa and eggs. And you claim people love it.
Well,
I don't know
I've
if
served,
I've ever
I've
had one.
Hundreds. Right. You don't know if you've ever had one.
Well, I'm not a big Scotch egg fan.
I understand.
So I don't know that I've ever actually eaten one. I've seen you serve them, but I can't remember actually trying one. So I don't know.
Okay.
But apparently, it's a great combination.
Right. We're going down. We're going down a little rabbit trail. So I'm going to take you to the end of it. A Scotch egg is nothing more than a hard boiled egg, and I take this Parkside kielbasa and I wrap it around it. I put a patty, I flatten it out in my hand, then I wrap it around it like a snowball. The egg is in the middle, the sausage is on the outside. And that is put in my smoker when they're the best. You could do them in the oven if you needed to, but in my smoker.
Right.
And you just let them set there, and for about an hour, hour and a half, that sausage cooks down. The eggs are already hard-boiled. You're not doing anything to the egg. You're just cooking a sausage on the outside. But those things will keep for 3 or 4 days after they're cooked. And you just slice them up, and they're wonderful.
Oh, is that how you serve it?
Yeah, it's wonderful for camp breakfast.
I thought you just ate it like
you can. You can. At deer camp, we eat them
like a grenade.
Right. At deer camp, we send them out with a couple guys in their pocket, and they eat them like an apple. But if you're serving them at a party this summer or whatever, just slice them in pieces.
I love boiled eggs. I eat a couple boiled eggs every morning.
I do, too.
So I should probably try making some of those because I might develop a love for them as – it's just not something I really ever developed a huge craving for. I know you really liked them, and I think the first ones I ever had hamburger on them.
Right. Well, that's
something,
not it.
And
that's
I didn't like them, so
not enough
that's
fat,
why I've
baby.
Never been so
that,
big on them like a real man.
Right. It's time for some man law. Now you're a man! A man!
Time for a little man law. If you do not sweat, it's not a sport, okay? But people sweat during beer pong.
Dude, I can sweat walking to the grill.
That's not a sport.
You know, that well, yeah, it is. I'm sporting a good piece of meat when I get there. But anyway,
and
you're
what
right.
You got on the platter, too.
Right. Exactly.
So,
wow.
Yeah, so talking about kielbasa, brats, you could go to a place like your favorite butcher, whoever that is. Now, like if you're up north, there's lots of great – if you're over in the Thumb area, there's a place called Ricker's Market, and they make some killer brats. They're right by Pinconning, the little town south of there. I can't think of the name of it right now. But
well,
you've
been living over there with the sporting goods store, and then you're doing
Ricker's
grill
Market.
Demonstrations.
I know, but I'm having a brain cramp. You can go to your butcher and ask for all sorts of grinds. That's the key. If you're going to spend the time getting your fire all built up, if you're going to go camping, if you're going out in the woods with your buds, if you're taking the family to Lake Michigan, the Atlantic Ocean, wherever you're going for Independence Weekend or the Independence Day celebration, let's face it, a bunch of us are going to be camping. A bunch.
Right.
So just bring something a little special. Don't just grab a tube from Walmart, okay? Whatever you do. Don't be that guy.
Spend an extra nickel and go see your butcher because
we are
huge proponents of the local butcher because it's better. I'm just telling you, it's better. These guys are making their living cutting and processing meat for you and I.
That's right.
And it's not just another department in their store. It's what it is. Coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station and send you off on your holiday weekend here from the Grilling Guys. We're going to talk a little bit about an Independence Day burger, and I might even put a little peanut butter on your bacon. Stick with us. We'll be back.